Ferdinand Schmidt hat die Moria kommissar Pilcher, sie sehen nicht nur Daniela Schein, was sie schon fragt. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so we've been talking about the concept of an hagah tova. Means a person was doing something, something that maybe is not considered an absolute chiyuv, but he was doing an hagah tova, and chumra say. And now, so the question is that binding for him to continue doing that? So we said on Hagatova is binding. That if you are doing an Hagatova and you didn't say Bali Neder, so it's considered like a Neder. It's considered like a Neder. Now, the simple pshat is, like Rav Shach always points out, that Gemara in the Nedarim Tezvav is only Midrabana. Because you didn't articulate it. If you would articulate it, say, I now am mekabel to do X, Y, and Z, and you articulated it, but that's an eder. That's a pasuk in Chumash and Matos. Tchol hayotze mipiv yaseh, but it has to be yotze mipiv. You have to articulate. But here you didn't articulate. You just were doing it. You're machbir to daven vasikin every morning, right? So that's not a chiyuv. It's not Hagatova. Hagatova. And now you want to not have this on Hagatova. So it's only considered Hagatova, like a chumrah or a extra zahiris. So the halacha is that it's binding, mitam neder, and the pashup shat is based on the Gemara in Nedarim Tezvav. Is that what? It is. It's only a bal yachal midrabana. That's what the Lashon HaGemara is. Where is that? What line? What page was that? Yeah, on page 10. Mika bal yachal midrabana. Ham dvarim ham mutarim. In other words, dvarim mutarim. Like davening vasikin is not a chiv. It's mutar not to daven vasikin. But if some people are knowing to keep this halacha, so you can't tell them but not to do it. Because since they were doing it, they have to do it. And the Gemara says that's bal yachel, but that's only bal yachel midrabana. Because it's not midaraisa because you didn't articulate. So it's only bal yachel midrabana. The Chasam Sofer goes ahead and says this big chiddush that if you do a dover tov, then it's a doraisa. That's why the Chasam Sofer says that the Chasam Sofer says a person was drinking Chalav Yisrael all the time. So there are two reasons why he'll do it. Either because he holds that you mechuyev to do it because it's a dover shebe minyan, even though, or he holds it, you're not mechuyev, but he was mekabel. He does it. And the Chasam Sofer says, interestingly enough, that if you're doing it because you hold it a chiyev to do, so that's more lenient than if you hold that it's not a chiyev. Because it's a chiyev to do, it's only a chiyev midrabbana. But if it's not a chiyev, and you mekabel, he has this chiddush that hagatova is a neder what mid the oraisa, which seems to be against the simple pshat in the Gemara, right? So that was the question that we spoke in shir yesterday. That was the question we spoke in shir yesterday. Is how could he say that if the Gemara says it's only what bal yachel? So we looked in the Shut Maritz from Rav Dushinsky, and he said that what that the Chasam Sofer would learn Pshat at that Gemara that Gemara is talking about Dover Shel Rishus. In other words, you had an Haga that you always, did something a certain way. So that's like Bal Yachal Midrabbana. But if it's a Dover Mitzvah, then Chasa Sofer says that's considered you spoke it out, even if you didn't. So we still have to understand what does that mean. But the bottom line is you didn't speak it out. It's one thing we have to explain that Gemara. How is the Chasam Sofer going to understand that Gemara? But the question is, what are the mechanics? How does it work? And Ari, I'll tell you your question one second. And that's what he says here. The Chasam Sofer writes it on page 9. Kabbalah Belev. He says, "Uvedin kol Kabbalah's dover mitzvah, afilu ein bo mamish, an ashkim eshne perek zeh." He says, "I'm going to wake up and learn this parak this morning." Gemara Tainis. Hebe Tainis l'machor. I say, tomorrow I'm going to fast. But he didn't say it. He's just thinking of that. A few Kabbalah belayv mahani im hiskim ba'askama gemura, for lo almanas lahotzi befiv. In other words, if he in his mind saying I'm going to do it, so then it's binding. Even Kabbalah belayv. And the concept of a nedav, you have to be motzi befiv, is if you're going to say, I'm not from now on. You're thinking in mind, I'm not going to eat ice cream. So if you would say, so that is not going to work. Believe, if it was, if he doesn't believe, then maybe it's midrabbanan. But midraisa, you would have to say bepeh. But if it's a dvar mitzvah, any dvar mitzvah that you have a machshava on the dvar mitzvah that you do it on a regular basis, so that's like a machshava for a dvar mitzvah, so then it's binding midaraisa. So that's the chasam, that's what the Maritz was saying, that if you say you're gonna sleep, or you're not gonna sleep, or things like that, that's things that you didn't articulate, so then that's only maybe midrabbana, but something that you were it's a dvar mitzvah, you don't have to articulate, even if it's not staka.
And so before a tannis, one doesn't have to articulate it?
According to the Chasam Sofer, he says, if a certain somebody says, A-eb, he's thinking, hey, betanis lamochar.
Yeah.
Filo Kabbalah belev, mahani.
Yeah.
See, on page 9?
Yeah.
Wow. What did you want to say, Harris?
What if I'm like in Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, you can call Yisrael. It's very, very easy. And I don't say anything. I just start doing it. Like, when I think about it, while I'm in Eretz Yisrael, it's easy. I'll do it. When I go back to America, whatever. I won't keep it.
Right. And I mean, really, the best thing is to articulate it. No, in other words, if you say that according to the Chasam Sofer or not according to the Chasam Sofer. Well, if you don't hold like the Chasam Sofer, so it's if you did it, you didn't say Mount Demeleda, so it's Chal Midrabanan. So then it's Chal Midrabanan. And then you should probably the best way is to say Polineda. But according to the Chasam Sofer, if you're thinking it, then it's like midraisa that you have to keep it.
What if before I have that thought, I save the getter? That's fine.
I guess the Chasam Sofer would agree if, because he says you need hiskim haskama gemura. Yeah, but that's interesting because someone was telling me about a certain big rav that he would keep calling Israel in Eretz Israel, but not in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to do in Israel.
Because everything is right.
Everything.
Rabbi, I heard that in Eretz Israel sometimes they use powder milk imported from Holland. So not everything, 100% challah is over there.
Not everything, but the regular the tenuva, you know, the regular was tenuva. Is that still tenuva? So that's the regular milk that you get. Whereas the given milk is challah Yisrael. In America, the given milk is not challah Yisrael. You have to go out of your way to get challah Yisrael. So if you live in a Hamish community, then that's going to be very easy. If you don't, then it's not as easy.
Rabbi?
Yehuda?
Well, what's the Hava Mina to need, that you would need to articulate a double mitzvah? It's a mitzvah, shouldn't you have to do it anyway?
Right, so if it's a mitzvah, like you don't have to articulate that you're going to have to put on tefillin today, or sit in the sukkah, or eat matzah, because that's a mitzvah. But this is a chumrah. So in other words, if you hold that davening vasikin, right, you don't have to daven vasikin. It's not a chiv, but it's still a good hanhagah tova. So then say, you have in mind that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning to daven vasikin. So then the Chasam Sofer says that even though you didn't say it, but you went to sleep and said in your mind, tomorrow I'm waking up. In other words, you had a haskama gemura in your mind. Tomorrow I'm waking up and I'm davening vasikin. So then the Chasam Sofer says, then you have a chova to daven vasikin. Midoraisa. You better have a good alarm clock. Right? Better have a good alarm clock.
Well,
you get a fast. Right? You get a fast for Bahab. It's coming up soon, right?
How much? Just like maybe I should do it tomorrow.
May he says Mindo. In Hiskim Bahaskoma Gemura.
I mean like a real thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a real thought, like
Skoma Gemura.
What's it say?
Yeah. That means that you definitely want to do it.
It's not like it crosses your mind to donate to have social. You only have 10,000 in the bank account.
Right. Yeah. Rav Abadi once told me he thought that if you say the Siris Modah on the Erev Rosh Hashanah, Harei Moser Padam Avniyim, then maybe that would help so that things believe wouldn't have Michal because of the Siris Modah. So, because then you can drive people crazy, you know. Because sometimes once you're in the realm of the mind, and people can, oh, I thought this, you know, you can make yourself not sugar. So that's why it's good to say the serious Bodah. The serious Bodah necessarily work for the things that you actually took a verbal. I think Rabbi Vai said things that were just. Let's cover the leg. But let's talk about things that are not even Haskam Belev, just not Hagatova, that's Ki'ilu, that's Haskam Belev. Like if you were davening Vasikin for the past 5 years, so that's a Haskam Belev to daven Vasikin. So then Chasam Sofer claims that technically if you want to stop, it would be a shayla of the rice, and then be the Taras Nadarim and the rice. That's why he said, Chasam Sofer, I told you what he said. It's in the packet that we had before, packet 2.
I have it in front of me now.
That he said that it's more chamor to have a. If you hold meiker, then you don't have to have Chol Yisrael. And you do it, that's more chamor than if you think meiker did, because meiker did is only a Rabban. It's an unbelievable chasam sofer, right? Okay, so what we should do now. Okay, but that's the Kabbalah belief. So what do you want to see it inside page 9, this paragraph. You say you prepare them. Did call Kabbalah Dvar Mitzvah? I feel able mamish. You're going to ask him Eshne Paragzeh. He says I'm going to get up early and learn this parak. Hey, betaynis lemochar. I'm going to fast tomorrow. Afilu Kabbalah Belev Mahani, im hiskim baskar magmura. If he had haskar magmura, v'lo amunas lohotzi b'fiv, eli sheyer sagilo b'machshava. In other words, he doesn't have in mind that he's going to say it out. It's just in his mind. Havi neder godol, not the lokei Yisrael. Eli sheyesh lo heter al dei she'el. Meaning he can do hataras nadar. In other words, say he wakes up, he's not feeling well, so he appears he's not going to be able to daven basikim. So then he should make hataras nadar. And because of mekabel of tosefes al tzubi and ploni, and mekabel of echon, but that's only if he's mekabel something that he's really not obligated. Right, that was your question, Yehuda. Right, something that if he's mekabel something that he's really not obligated in, so then the Kabbalah is the whole thing, right? But what if mekabel of echad meisuri Torah? What if he's mekabel something that's also in the Torah? So then, what do you need his Kabbalah for? So the case he's talking about is an interesting case. Kancha omish ara ishto zintzav asura lov beisur sota. But that if he sees his wife as Mazana, and she says also to him, Issa Sota. So, Harikiba la Dava Zebeshvua, Arsina. So, that's something that doesn't mean anything because that's in the Torah already, that there's an Issa Sota. So, the whole concept of Kabbalah.
What about
Tikkun
Chatzos?
Tikkun Chatzos.
Because it's a halacha that you should do it. So is that derabanan and deraisa? If you start doing it and then want to stop, because it's technically a halacha. So is it a halacha derabanan, or is that a deraisa if you accept upon yourself to do it?
Yeah. Well, what's the lashon? You want to read the lashon in the Shulchan Aruch?
It says you have to wake up like I know it in English. You have to wake up like a lion and strengthen yourself. I don't have it with me. I don't have a.
Yeah.
But it's the first
Simon Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
So maybe Yosef Katan is just getting his Shulchan Aruch. He's opening it up right now, Rav Yosef Katan. So he's going to read it for us.
And then if you're doing it and you oversleep, do you have to do is that onus or is that you have to do an entire siddur for missing it for one night? Because if you oversleep, you still want to do it. It's not that you're negating the neder. you were just onus, so you would be public, right, right? Right. You wouldn't have to do it.
Right. Yeah.
I have the Alter Rebbe's here. Okay. If I may read that, just one paragraph. It says, "Aval ra'uy lechol yeresh shamayim v'chol achay leshenaga Hashem belibo lakom bechatzos alayla."
Right, so
ra'uy.
Ra'uy, he says, the Alter Rebbe says, it's a good thing, but he's not saying that it's a real chiv. It's not chiv deraisa, it's a chiv derabbanan. So it's a hanhaga tova. That's exactly what he's saying. It's hanhaga tova. So if you decided that you want to do this hanhaga tova, you made haskama gemura. So then, according to most, it's only at best, it's only a derabbanan. But the Chasam Sofer is mechadish that when it's an August mitzvah, that even Kabbalah Belev is meaning it's not only a din in staka. And we should probably, let's look at now in the Torah's Moshe of the Chasam Sofer, page 5 and page 6. Ish ki yidot neder Hashem, kochol yotzim piv yaseh, hinei, Tasha Shemesh Os Chaf Kichol. That is doesn't say Kol Hayotze Kichol. Ushimish Klali Vevshel Farsh Kikaf Hadimim. In Vada Misha Noda Neder Befiv Who Pirish Besfasa Vada Mechuyev Uligvar. That is, if a person actually articulated something, so he has to do it. I feel Misha Lo Noda Beferish Al Gober Machshava Beliba Feel Hachid Mechuyev Ulekaim Machshavasor. Like Eino Din Korban Shmuas Bitoy. Words, he's saying that's the pshat in the pasuk. Kichol. In other words, not kol ayotze, whatever comes out of your mind. Anything that is similar to something that comes out of your mouth. In other words, even if you thought about it and it didn't really come out of your mouth. You follow? So, in other words, here, this is the Chasam Sofer himself talking. He says, where did I get, what could be a mocker for this halacha that even a machshava is kedibur? Kich, because it doesn't say kol hayotze b'pif. Kichol. Achafil mishal onod b'feir, shal gober machshava b'libo, afil hachem b'chuyivu l'kayim machshavoso. Achainu dinko. In other words, he doesn't have to bring a korban because Lamaisa he didn't actually say it. For Amru Chazal, the seer shall Rosh Chodesh k'siv l'Hashem, l'amet shi bol chet she'ein makir bo'al Hashem, haynu dehisi ha'kosuk ish ki yedor led al Hashem, haynu she'ein makir bo'al Hashem, shal hoti mipiv el ha'machshava. Zeh be'enav ki ilu yotza mipiv. Zeh Amru ha'kosuk kichol ha'yotza mipiv yaseh. She came on Chshava Kmoshe Mikayim Hayotzi Mipiv. Kechol Hayotzi Mipiv. In other words, that you have to do something even if it's even something that's Kechol, similar. It's not Kol, it's not what you were Motzi Mipiv, it's something similar. Kechol Hayotzi Mipiv, even Machshava. But Rav Dushinsky points out, and this you see from the Tshuva and Chasam Sofer, it's only if it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Because if it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, so that's what the Gemara is talking about. It's not a Dvar Mitzvah. And Helga is not a Dvar Mitzvah, so then at best it's only a Dvarban. But that's the idea, Kichol. Okay. So let's take a look in the Maram Shik. Maram Shik was the Talmud Mufak of the Chasam Sofer. And we'll see how he explains it. So that's on page 18 and 19. It's the Shut Maram Shik, Arachayim, Shuv Reish Mem Tes. And he says like this. He says there are three types of minhagim. Where is it? We'll see the context in the tshuva later, maybe tomorrow or whatever. But let's take it from page 19 where the bottom arrow is on the right side. Vihine. See, vihine? Vihine, be'emes yesh gimel gavnei minhagim. There are three types of minhagim. Hechad shenogu b'chol mokom ke'en yontav sheni. Now the one is that a minute that all the Jews have. Like Yantav Sheni. It's not only a minig in one city. Everyone keeps Yantav Sheni in Chutz La'aretz. Or Amiras Chalal Rosh Chodesh. Right? Chalal Rosh Chodesh. It was only a minig. V'zeh Nira Pligi Rashi V'ramba. Reish Perek Lulav Arava. Tamir Sham. T'chav v'chav v'lo birach perish v'shub d'lo shayach b'minig lo tzosha. Rashi says that a minig is not part of los sosim and advarim hashiakidu l'chayomim or small. It's only a minig. But the Rambam says it is los sosim. So the question is, b'chor tema, the im came. Divya Ram Sosum Adodip in Hilchas Megillah, Pasa Pergimel, the Imavarchim Mahal Rosh Chodesh. But according to Rambam, Minig is Lo Soser. So why don't you make a bracha? So he says, Sarach Loma Denkola Minhagim Shavim. The father of the Minig should Nisyasad Alpi Chazal. A Minig that came to Cholchubi Tam, his own Minig of Osechim. In Yantav Sheni, Ikalo Sosser. Minuk Shen Higu Miatzman, Tam Laram Lekalo Sosser. There's two types of Minhagim. There's a Minuk that Chazal were Mesakim, whereas there was not everything Chazal and Mesakim is called a Takana. Something that said, I think this is, they didn't make it a formal takana, some minhag. Some things, just the people started doing, and the Chazal approved of it. So that's only a minhag. Minhag shehigu ba'atzmam. So if it's a minhag shehigu ba'atzmam, so then the Rambam, there's no lo sosur. So therefore, he explains that's why the halal on Rosh Chodesh is yeah. So he says that okay. So a minute that page 19. minister nisnasan al pi chazal. So Yontif Sheni was nisnasan al pi chazal. So it's a minig, but so that is a saucer, and you make a bracha, even according to the Rambam. Like when you have the second your second seder, you make a bracha al achilas matzah. Right? But Chol Rosh Chodesh, that was a minhag that the people started. I mean, so that was Nisyaset al Pi, the Hamonam. So that is not Lo Sosu, and therefore there's no bracha. But, okay, so that's the first type of minhag. It's a minhag that is mispashet in whole of Klal Yisrael. So that's one type of minhag. Then there's another type of minhag. That's the second type. Nearly the Yishtaf community of Chilk was said, there is just a second one. Let me find the where he says the second one.
The second one is four lines.
Four lines, where is that?
In the same area.
Of a minute, what's the first word of the line? Kol Mokom. Om the Yishgab, the minute of Rach, minute of Mokom. Whereas then you can have minhag makom. It's not only in only one city they do like this, not the whole Klal Yisrael. It's minhag makom. Minhag HaMakom. And then the third thing is on the left side of page 19. Yesh od minhag gimel sh'adam ba'atzmo hinig atzmo l'esra lov dvarim omitad precious. Omishim sh'nimtza misha osir dover zeh. Says that's a minhag of a singular individual that he decided to mekabel a certain thing. Minhag shu atzmo kibol of ikal meim dehu araisa kamo neder. Wow. So he says that if it's a minhag that is pashet in all of Klal Yisrael, so then it depends. That's a machloikis, the Rambam and Rashi, where the, you know, there's lo sosur on a minhag. And the Rambam's machalik between minhag that came from Bezdin and minhag not, and Rashi apparently says all minhag are lo sosur. Or all minhagim are rather not lo sosur. And the Rambam says it's the ones that were in Bezdin are. And then there's a minhag hamakom, that's al tish tosh Torah simecha. This is the minhag in this community. And then there's just the own personal minhag that he davens vasikin. So it's not necessarily a minhag hamakom, but this person decides he davens vasikin. It's not the minhag hamakom necessarily that he has it. He just wants to daven vasikin. So he says if it's a personal minhag, so then the Chasam, the Maram Shik says, what does the Maram Shik say? Ikal meimed hu daraisa kmo neder. So that's like his Rebbe. Because he says the Chasam Sofer Shita is a personal minhag, even if you didn't articulate it. That's the kechol hayotzi. It doesn't say kol hayotzi with pivyaseh. What is a kichol hayotze? That's what we just did. Kichol hayotze mipivyase. Anything that is like you said it, even if you didn't, but it has to be a skoma gemura.
Has to be given palama, right?
No, a skoma gemura.
Thought.
That's what you thought. I know that. That's what you thought. We'll have to see if you're right or not. We'll see. Maybe you're right. We'll see.
He said, and by Erev Rosh Hashanah, he said, Lavi Snaisi, Dovash Osisi, Dimok, Swalish Palam, Lavi Snaisi, Jenny Queen.
Right. Okay, we'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Okay.
Maybe you're right. We'll see. So the Maram Sheikh works with his Rebbe's premise. So if it's a minhag that that's based on the whole community, so that could be los osur minhag. So that's machlokes. Rashi says it's los osur. That's why you make a bracha on halal rosh chodesh. Rava says you don't because that wasn't a minhag that emanated from Bezdin. Then you have minhag amakom. That's al torah. Al titash Torah simecha. Right? And then the third thing is a private minhag. Great. You ever want to have a minhag that you want to learn 3 hours in the morning, whatever. You know, you have a private minhag that you do. It's not the minhag of Malcolm. It's not a minhag of Klal Yisrael. It's a private minhag. A private minhag can be more chomer because that's your like personal neder.
Is it
like and Chol of Yisrael? What would Chol of Yisrael fall under of these three? So again, if you hold it's a din, it is a din. But if you hold it's a din, even if the reason doesn't apply. So then that's a takana derabanan. It's not a minhag, it's a takana derabanan. If you hold that, so that's what the Chasam Sofer says. The Chasam Sofer sheet is that it's a davar shebeminyan, so therefore it's binding. And therefore it's mukav because it's not a minhag. If you hold it's a minhag, so if it's the minhag amakom or it's the minhag of global qualities, but it's not the minhag amakom. If you grew up in a city that was the minhag amakom, that's the minhag amakom. Oh, so he says. Okay, you want to hear this famous tshuva of the Maram Shik? You ready for this one, guys? You ready for this one? This is the story. Look on page 19, bottom right. This is a good one. That's a good one. He needs a charti yom kedem shetzachis luma b'yishivoso shemaran hagon b'alchasim sofa. He says, I learned in the chasim sofa's yeshiva. Maram Shik, he learned in the Chasam Sofer's Yeshiva. I wasn't Zoyche to learn in the Chasam Sofer's Yeshiva. What can I tell you? Iru bebeis ha-medrash al-bachrim ish echad mi-medinas Poland. Well, someone from Poland was in the... This Yeshiva was in Hungary, right? Even though the Chasam Sofer was born, he originally was in Frankfurt. Chasam was originally a Yaki. What can I tell you? It was originally Yeki, and then he went to...
Saw the light,
went to Hungary. It's good to become a Hungarian rabbi. Become a Hungarian rabbi. Bikish. So there was one boy there, you know, an out-of-towner in the yeshiva, like you, from Milwaukee. So he was from Poland. He was based in Medrashal Bachrim, Ishachad Midas Poland. Bikish Beza Bachrim Lahatyalo. He wanted that Taurus Nadar. Mashanogar Ah Shalom Lahakti Rashim Tabas Beyond of Shalat Seris. Because he had a minhag that he wouldn't smoke on Shavuos. But normally he would smoke.
But on Yantif, it's shayla whether you're allowed to smoke on Yantif. I mean, assuming, I mean, we try that. You know, that's one thing. YU, as a, you know, I never saw a mentor in YU smoke in all my years.
In other words, not only Yantif, the whole year round.
The whole year round, yeah. That's a shracham. You know, another yeshivas can have people who are serious in learning, but they might smoke. Not a good thing. But and while you, the culture is such that, you know, any guy who's a serious mentor wouldn't smoke. I never saw it in my life, yeah. So it's a minor. It's a minor. I remember once I was in a yeshiva during Beit Hazman years ago. Since this yeshiva changed its policy, but I would see a cloud on top of the Beis Medrash, meaning there was so much smoke that you look up, you mamish literally see a cloud on top of the Beis Medrash. Years ago, this was years ago. So this guy was smoking. So his question is: are you allowed to smoke on Yantif? Because Yantif Havara has to be for Ochal Nefesh or Mitok, but if it's not something that's good for you, maybe it's. So he wanted, of course, the Malach is getting involved when you smoke. So he said he wants to have Hataras Nadarim that beforehand he had a Haggadah not to smoke on Shavuos. So he asked if he can be Matan Neder. What, to let him smoke? He says, so he called three boys in the yeshiva to be his best. He says, I was one of the three that he asked to come Matan Neder. Matan the Efshar the Neder, because Yesh Das Osrim, like he belatzmo Kedas Osrim. There was, maybe this is a private Neder that you took upon yourself, so maybe it's like a daraisa after the Elo Hatara. He says maybe we can't be matter such a neder, because maybe you were makabel to follow the sheet that says it's also medina.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So for acharat fila, the crazy of the base marav. And this was, I guess, happening on Shavuos, right? I guess it was happening on Shavuos, the story. I guess it was in the middle of Shavuos, he had a craving to smoke. So this boy, the out-of-towner, had a craving to smoke on Shavuos. So he asked three guys in the yeshiva, could you be Matan Neder so I could smoke now? So the Maram Shik says, you know, I'm not sure we could be Matan or Neder. In the meantime, the Chasam Sofer, the Rosh Hashiva, called, you know, certain boys to come to his house to eat. So Maram Shik was one of them. Shahayisi mi ochle shulchano b'Shabbos v'yantif. Maram Shik used to eat at the Chasam Sofer's table on Shabbos and Yantif. So the Chasam Sofer said, "V'sholosi ma pilpul hayam b'beis ha-medrash." No, what are the guys in the Beis Medrash talking about? What was the discussion? What's the hack today in the Beis Medrash? Okay, Yadarko Bakodesh Lishol Al Kol Dover V'Dover. Right, he always would ask. He wants to know what's going on. Siparti. So he told his Rebbe. You know, that was the story. The out of town boy was asking to Rav Matan Neder that we could smoke on Shavuos. Siparti Fnei Mori Hagon Hadvarim Ki Hav Yosan. So I told him what happened. He asked us to be Matan Neder, and I told him, no. Omar Shadini me. He says, yeah, you were right. Because if you were Makabel, that you want to follow, there was not as a chumra. You were Makabel that you want to paskin like the shita that holds its also medina. So then you can't be matter it. because that's a halacha. You kabel in other words, there's one halacha that if you makabel something, but because you want to be more nisar, so then there could be hatar. But if you want to say that, no, I'm makabel to follow the shita of the osrim, say for example, not to use an erev, right? So you can say, I'm not using it as a chumrah, I'm not using it because I hold medina, I'm makabel medina that you can't make an erev in a big city. So then he says that maybe you can't have hataras nadar because you're makabel to follow that shita. If you just makabel al tzachumra, so then there could be hataras nadar. But if you makabel kedas haosrim medina, that's a din. Well, you can't change the halacha. It's interesting because you could say, well, you want to follow the other shita, but he says once you makabel then maybe you can't be matter.
He uses an interesting example here of the my tomato man. That's a product of the Spanamoy.
Yeah.
Of course, none other than Spanamoy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So that's a question. I'll be dinner. You back then the health issue wasn't. They didn't know about the health issue so much. In fact, there's a famous play of Shua that says smoking is good for digestion. You know, that was the famous play of Shua. So that wasn't. The question is that considered? Are you allowed to do them? The malacha on Yontif, because maybe it's not something shavah l'chol nefesh. Not everyone smoked, so everyone eats, but not everyone smokes. So the question of pi halacha was mutter or not. So he held. So he wanted to follow the shittas that say that it's also pi halacha. So if you makabel that, such a kabbalah. Maybe there's no heter for, as opposed to you makabel just al tzachumra. But if you say you learned hilchas erevin and you come to the conclusion that it's what does Rav Harari say? Rav Harari, you wanted to say something? A Ferrari, he doesn't hear me. Okay, but whatever the case may be, getting back to the Chasam Sofer Shita, is that Haga Tovar, a Kabbalah Haskama Belev, if it's a Haskama Gemura, then if it's a Haskama Gemura, then. That it's midin neder, midaraisa. That's the chasam sofer shita. So if you with the kabel and hagatova, that you're going to face, you have a kabel to daven masichin every day, not the peh. Just that's what you do. And that's what you're planning to do. So then you mechuiv midaraisa. If you want to stop, then you need hataras. Then you can make hataras nadar, because there's no sheet that you're mechuyev dafka to do it. You see, when it comes to smoking on yontif, there's sheet that it's also medina, or when it comes to carrying in an eruv, the sheet is that it's also medina. So if you're mekabel, you weren't using the eruv all these years. So if you don't know anything, you just want to be machmir. So, okay, so then you could probably do hataras. But if you know the halacha, and you say, yeah, I'm doing it because I really think that this is the ikar halacha, then there's a question, the Chasam Sofer and the Maram Shik wouldn't let you do even hataras nadar, because you mekabel that this is the halacha.
My macharon is probably, I think, sakhiyuv.
If they were mechabel, that it's a chiv. But a lot of times they just, they don't know what it is. So they just, you know.
Rabbi, I'm a little bothered.
What, Avram?
I'm a little bothered by saying that if there's a machloikis in something and someone was knowing like the tzad ha'osur, that that's considered as if he's mekabel that shita, because maybe his perspective was, I recognize the fact that there's a dispute in this matter, and I just want to be machmir now. But right. Does that mean I'm mekabel those shitas?
Right, not necessarily.
Right.
What's his lashon? He says, right, he says, Ulai, kibel alav kedasa osu. Yeah, you're right, Ulai. But if it's clearly not, then maybe not. Okay, so we still.
Unless you're a Talmud Chacham, I mean, you probably don't know.
Yeah, that's right. That's what Harari's saying correctly. You know, if you're a Talmud Chacham and you're Roy Lahara, and you learned the Sugya and you're Roy Lahara, you could say, I think this is the Ikra Halacha, that the Erev is not good, or whatever. But if you're not a Talmud Chacham and you're not Hikil Hara, you're just doing it because so and so said it, says yes or no, you don't know anything. So so then it could be that, you know, let's just say I follow this person and I follow his sheet or whatever he says. Okay, something to think about. But again, this is the, but today we saw the Chasam Sofer's Makor. From the kichol hayotze mipir, that you don't have to. It says you have to do bepeh, but it doesn't say yotze mipir kichol. So even not bepeh, it has the status if it's a dvar mitzvah, and that's a daraisa according to Chasam Sofer. And everyone else disagrees with the Chasam Sofer. Says it's only bal yachol midrabon, because if you don't articulate, then it's only.
So what would be the nachmin of halach if it's a daraisa midrabon?
If it's a deraisa, he violated a deraisa. Just that money only violated
the deraisa.
Yeah, you can get malchus, whatever. I mean, you can be parcelatus. If it's a deraisa and you violated the kumase, like Rav Harari said. Okay, we're both saying.
I just pointing out that Rav Moshe Osser smoking in the actual base medrash, like in the tshuva,
Okay, Rabbi, it's good to see you all. Okay, it's good. Yesterday it was a little schwach, but today is much better. So I guess I didn't have any competition of any guest speaker today. So it's good to see you all. So tomorrow is Wednesday, B'ez Hashem. So we'll have regular shiur at 1:30, B'ez Hashem. Okay, you all have a good day.
Thank you. Simon, remember if Tundra used to give the opening day shiur
there
in the orientation? He used to speak about smoking.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you said Rav Moshe would have answered it today.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Holtz. Harav Goldblatt.
Very good to see you.
Yes, everyone. Okay, good to see you, Harav Scheinzel.